Hello, thank you for joining the DFW PCC Deep Dive. We are your podcasters, Anita Idle and Alex Irish. Let's jump right in. Today, we're doing a deep dive into a part of the manufacturing world you probably handle every day, the North American uncoated free sheet paper market. We're going to track its near total collapse and reshaping from 2019 all the way to the 2026 forecast. We're talking about your basic copy of paper, envelopes, business forms, that kind of thing.
And we really have to start with a headline number because it is just staggering. In 2019, North American mills had the capacity to produce nearly 8 million tons of this paper. By 2026, that number is expected to be just 4.8 million tons. That's a net loss of 3.2 million tons. So the big question for you to think about is, how on earth does an entire industry shed that much capacity in just 7 years?
Okay, let's unpack that. The problems, it seems, started well before the pandemic. Back in 2019, the market was already, you know, a bit sluggish. Supply was outpacing demand by about 200,000 tons. So the writing was on the wall, and we saw some early closures, like Georgia Pacific shutting down Port Hudson. That was a big one.
A huge one. That was 615,000 tons right there. And you also had Domtar shuttering a machine at Ashdown. But 2020 was the real accelerant. It was catastrophic.
Because of COVID.
Exactly. When COVID hit, demand for office paper basically vanished overnight. It dropped by almost 1 million tons. Mm-hmm. And when you have these massive, expensive mills, you don't just let them sit idle. You convert them. This is where the story really pivots. The explosion in e-commerce meant everyone needed corrugated boxes.
So the incentive to switch from making paper to making packaging material just became overwhelming.
It was a complete game changer. Mm-hmm. And the industry moved incredibly fast.
Right. So in 2020, we saw IP convert a machine, taking out 235,000 tons. And then Domtar converted their huge Kingsport machine. That alone was 425,000 tons gone. Right.
Permanently gone. Switched over to corrugated for good. They also took another machine at Ashdown offline. That year just completely remade the market. So if 2020 was the shock, 2021 was this great market reversal. It was bizarre.
Yes.
Well, as COVID restrictions started to ease, paper demand ticked back up a little. But the e-commerce, boom, it just got bigger. So you had PCA looking at the packaging market and converting two of their machines in Jackson. That took out another 455,000 tons.
Okay, so with all those prior closures, the market suddenly flipped.
It flipped completely. We went from a massive oversupply to a sudden squeeze where, for the first time, demand actually exceeded supply by 200,000 tons.
Wait, hold on. If demand was exceeding supply, why did the closures keep coming? That seems counterintuitive. I mean, look at what's projected for 2025 and 2026. The cuts get even more staggering.
They do.
In 2025 alone, IP shuts down the Georgetown mill and Pixel closes Chillicothe. At that point, the deficit between what the U.S. needed and what it could make ballooned to 1.5 million tons.
It was an unavoidable contraction. The long-term trend away from paper was just too powerful. And 2026 is forecast to be even tighter. IP is scheduled to convert capacity at the Riverdale mill. Analysts are projecting the demand deficit will grow by another 300,000 tons, on top of that already historic 2025 shortfall.
And if that domestic squeeze wasn't enough, you have international policy stepping in.
Right. Tariffs. They're effectively building a wall against imports.
Yes. Connecting the domestic scarcity to the global market is so key here. You're seeing tariffs of up to 50% on Brazilian imports, 15% on Portugal, 19% on Indonesia. That basically prices foreign paper out of the market.
It does. It means cheaper global supply can't just flow in to fill this huge hole we've created. We're already seeing major exporters like Suzano in Brazil simply redirecting their inventory to other countries away from North America entirely.
So the lack of foreign relief is basically guaranteed.
It's guaranteed. And it's expected to drive operating rates for the remaining domestic mills up to nearly 100%. The supply is now smaller, but it's also permanent and very protected.
So when you step back, the story of this paper gives us a really clear roadmap. You have two massive external forces.
The digital shift, which COVID put on hyperspeed.
And the explosion of e-commerce, which created this permanent, massive demand for corrugated boxes. Together, they just fundamentally reshaped an entire industrial sector.
Which leaves us with a really important question for you, our listener, to think about. Considering this permanent 3.2 million ton capacity reduction and these new high barriers to imports, what happens next? What happens to domestic pricing and just general availability for something as simple as office paper when the market is trying to serve a demand that, while smaller, is still very robust?
Thank you for listening today. We look forward to you joining us again on the next deep dive with the DFW PCC.